From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Times, in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Times made shadows cross. In a sunny corner of the Fairshare Village Academy, she kept two long strips of colored glass, one red, one blue, and a patch of white floor to lay them on. She was a quick, bright lizard with sharp eyes, and she spent her days laying one strip across another and watching where they overlapped. A young toad named Bo watched her work. She laid the blue strip down so it covered one-third of the floor patch. Then she laid the red strip across it, sideways, so the red covered one-half of the patch the other way. Where the two strips crossed, the light turned deep purple, a small rectangle, much smaller than either strip. "That purple piece," said Times, pointing, "is one-half of one-third. And do you know what it works out to?" She traced the little rectangle. 1/6. Half of a third is a sixth. Bo frowned. "But it got smaller. You multiplied. Things are supposed to get bigger when you multiply." Times grinned. "That's the surprise, isn't it? Let me tell you how I figured it out."
When Times was small, she got the surprise herself, and it bothered her for a week. She was helping her uncle in his greenhouse, where seedlings grew under colored cloth. "Take half of that tray," he said, pointing to a tray that was already only a third full of sprouts. Little Times scooped up half of the third full tray and carried it over. Then she stopped, holding the small handful, confused. "This is way less than half a tray," she said. "But you said half. Half is a lot." Her uncle knelt down. "Half of what, though? Half of a whole tray would be big, but you took half of a third. You took part of a part. A part of a small thing is a smaller thing still." Times stared at the little handful of sprouts. Half of a whole would have been huge, but half of a third was tiny. The word multiply had always meant more to her. Now here it was, quietly meaning less. "Part of a part," she whispered. It made her dizzy and delighted at the same time. That afternoon, she went home and laid two strips of paper across each other, just to watch the overlap shrink. She never got tired of it.
Times arrived at the academy carrying her two glass strips wrapped in a cloth. Slice, the old tortoise, set her a problem. "What is two-thirds of three-quarters?" he asked. "No tricks. Show me." Times laid down her first strip to cover three-quarters of the white floor patch. Then she turned her second strip sideways and laid it across to cover two-thirds of the patch the other way. Where they overlapped, a block of doubled color appeared. She counted the little squares the two strips had cut the patch into. "The whole patch is cut into twelfths now, four columns, three rows, and the overlap covers six of those twelfths." She looked up. 6/12, which is the same as 1/2. Slice raised an eyebrow. He had taught multiplication with rules, top times top, bottom times bottom, for 60 years. He had never seen a student lay the answer out in light before. "The rule still works," Times added quickly. 2 times 3 is 6, 4 times 3 is 12, 6/12. "But I like to see it. The overlap doesn't lie." "You may stay," Slice said.
In her sunny corner, Times met a grumpy beetle named Cricket who slammed a worksheet down. "Multiplying fractions is broken," Cricket announced. "I did 1/2 times 1/4 and got 1/8. 1/8 is smaller than both of them. Multiplication is supposed to make things bigger. The math is wrong." "The math is fine," Times said gently. "It's the word that's tricking you. Watch." She laid down a strip covering 1/4 of the patch, then crossed it with a strip covering 1/2 the other way. The overlap was a tiny rectangle. 1/2 of 1/4. "You're not stacking two things up. You're taking a part of a part. A part is always smaller than the whole thing you took it from."
Cricket squinted at the little overlap. So times here means of. That's the secret, Times said. When you multiply by a fraction, times means of. Half times a fourth is half of a fourth, and half of something small is smaller still. Then she did something that made Cricket's antenna twitch. She picked up the strips and swapped them, laid the fourth where the half had been, and the half where the fourth had been. The overlap rectangle was exactly the same size. Half of a fourth or a fourth of a half, Times said. Same answer. 1/8, either way. The order doesn't change the overlap. Cricket stared. Two different sentences. One little purple square. One little purple square, Times agreed, delighted.
When the sun moved off her corner and the colored strips went dark, Times wrapped them in their cloth for the night. She thought about her uncle's greenhouse, the tiny handful of sprouts, half of a third, the word multiply quietly turning soft and small in her hands. She had been so sure multiplying meant more. It had taken a crossed pair of shadows to show her that taking part of a part means less, and that this wasn't a mistake. It was the whole beautiful point. Bo the Toad, still there at closing time, asked one last question. Times, how will I remember that multiplying makes it smaller? Times smiled and held up her two strips, crossing them in the last of the light, the overlap shrinking to a sliver. You don't have to remember a rule, she said. Just remember the word of. Half of a third. A part of a part. And a part is always smaller than what you started with. The overlap will always tell you the truth. Bo nodded, watching the little crossed shadow, and headed home thinking about all the parts of parts in the world, each one smaller than the last, each one exactly where it should be.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to times. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.